Thanks very much, Mr. Chair, for giving me the opportunity to say a few words at the beginning of this meeting to introduce this Trade Policy Review Body, my annual report on the developments on the international trading environment. This report builds on the trade monitoring reports presented to members at regular intervals. This trade monitoring exercise has become a regular feature of the WU activities and one which I think is much appreciated by all members. The monitoring reports receive considerable public attention at all levels, which is a good thing for this organization. And the success of this initiative is also due to your active participation through the provision of relevant information and the verification of recorded trade measures. The last time I addressed this same body was on 8th of July 2010, this year. At that time, I noted that economic growth was returning to many countries, but warned that the global recovery was uneven, fragile, and that unemployment remained at very high levels. And I'm sure you will agree that these uncertainties still remain and still present a serious challenge for the global economy as well as for the multilateral trading system. World trade this year recovered strongly following its worst decline in many decades. Our current forecast is for world trade to grow by sort of 13.5%. And although we've witnessed a deceleration of this growth in the second part of this year, at this stage, we do not change our forecast. The report illustrates that the world economy is still in a recovery phase from the global financial crisis, although developing countries have performed relatively well recently. Output growth in developed countries has remained sluggish, and the economic recovery has not been strong enough so far to impact significantly on high levels of unemployment. In addition, as illustrated in my report, new risks have emerged more recently that call for prudence and also for collective responses, particularly in the area of current account imbalances and of exchange rate and monetary policy developments. We still have to remain vigilant to make sure that our trade system continues to serve the entire membership as an insurance policy against protectionist tendencies, in particular during these difficult times. Let me now make a few more specific comments about some of the main points emerging from the report. It's not my intention, of course, to repeat all the issues addressed in the report, but just to highlight those that I consider more important at this moment. First, regarding the main observations coming out from the trade monitoring exercise, it is reassuring to note once again that governments have largely continued to resist protectionist pressures and to exercise restraint over the imposition of new trade restrictions during the past year. Overall, new trade restrictions were imposed at a much slower pace than in previous periods. For example, the number of initiations of new trade remedy investigations has declined, contrary to what was predicted. And to be frank, contrary to what was predictable, on the basis of the track record of data during the previous economic downturns. Let me draw your attention, however, to an increased use of export restrictions that our monitoring activities have picked up in 2010, and that I know is of concern to many of you. These measures have mainly affected food products and some raw materials and minerals. Maybe because WTO disciplines are weaker on the export side than on the import side, export restrictions have not been irregular or major issues for the management of the trading system in the past, but they have the potential to create serious obstacles to trade in our increasingly integrated world economy with supply chains that in many cases extend widely across countries and regions. And I suggest, if I may, that they could require a closer look by members from a systemic point of view to ensure that they are properly covered by the core WTO principles of non-discrimination and transparency. On the other hand, we should congratulate those governments that have taken trade facilitating measures. And indeed, the number of new measures that facilitate trade has increased, as shown in the report. Also, in the area of trade in services, countries are maintaining their services trade policies and levels of market access, and some governments have introduced significant changes in order to allow broader presence of foreign suppliers in various services sectors. Notwithstanding this relatively positive assessment, it's important to recognize that there is a need for increased vigilance by all WTO members to three potential dangers. Number one is related to an increase in protectionist pressures generated by stubbornly high levels of unemployment in many countries, by persistent global imbalances, and by macroeconomic concerns such as perceived exchange rate misalignment. Second is the steady accumulation of measures that restrict or distort trade. Since the end of 2008, trade restrictions have built up to cover roughly 2% of total imports. Not that a big number, but still too much. There is a need for governments to remove those measures that were taken as a temporary response to the economic crisis. Number three is the challenge of managing the trade impact of general economic stimulus measures taken in response to the crisis. And although most of the measures were taken at the outset of the crisis, many are still in place and continue to generate concerns for some of our members. And these effect of these measures on trade and competition will be examined at a special session of the TPRB, which is planned for early spring next year. Now, on top of this, the annual report also covers other important trade-related areas, such as lessons from the individual trade policy reviews undertaken over the past years. They have confirmed that although some members have raised a few of their applied MFN tariffs, such increases have been rare, and overall their trade regimes were not significantly changed by the global crisis. In the area of regional trade agreement, These agreements continue to be an important and growing feature of the international trading system. Around 200 RTAs are in force and have been notified to WTO, and about 100 more are in the process of being negotiated. All regions have become active in this field, and given these developments, the availability of relevant information is of utmost importance. The transparency mechanism for RTAs, which can provide this transparency, has shown that while RTAs generally do open trade, many of them have been unable to address problems of tariff peaks and sectoral protection, and that it remains difficult to overcome vested protectionist interest at the regional level. And here we must say that the efficiency of the transparency mechanism for RTAs depend to a large extent on the availability and the quality of relevant information to be provided by EU members. More needs to be done by all in this area if the full potential of our work on RTAs is to be met. This is a task for each and every member. In the area of government procurement, there has been significant progress in 2010 towards broadening the membership of the agreement and towards advancing the negotiation on the coverage of commitments. Armenia's accession was gaveled last Tuesday. The accession negotiations of two members, China and Jordan, have gained speed during the year. Important steps have been taken this year by all WTO councils and committees to improve the implementation of WTO notification requirements and stimulate a more up-to-date and comprehensive flow among members of recent trade-related developments. The record of compliance with notification requirements has improved considerably in the past 2 years. For example, more than 40% of members are now in full compliance with their ag notifications from the 9504 implementation period, compared with roughly 30% of members at the same time last year. There's been significant improvement in the notification of RTAs since the adoption of the transparency mechanism. More than 60% of members have now supplied tariff data to the IDB. 70% have supplied import data, compared with roughly 50 and 60% respectively this time last year. So we should all be happy with that. But these numbers also show that more needs to be done. In conclusion, Mr. Chairman, I think it's fair to say that the global financial and economic crisis and this WTO trade monitoring exercise have shown the importance of increased transparency for the smooth functioning of the multilateral trading system. But again, progress in this area, which in my view is still needed, depends on active participation by all members. And indeed, the comprehensive, accurate, neutral nature of the monitoring exercise can be ensured only through an active participation of all delegations, which is why I'd like once again to urge you all to continue actively participating in the monitoring exercise through the timely provision of initial information and also the subsequent verification of individual measures. This trade monitoring exercise has revealed that there are important gaps in the multilateral trading system where protectionist sentiments can agitate and expand. A successful conclusion of the round will help reduce these gaps and provide more certainty to all members for their trading relations in the future. As we know now, next year offers a window of opportunity to conclude the round. At the last TNC, we put together a program of work for the month ahead, and it's now upon members to enter into these famous give and takes, which can get you to a deal that you all can take back home. Finally, let me inform delegations about the frequency of the monitoring reports for next year. There will be two WTO monitoring reports, one in June, one in November, and we will also produce two reports for the G20 in 2011. This concludes my introductory remarks for this morning, Mr. Chairman. Thank you for your attention.